Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tip. How may I help you?
Hello, my name is Teresa Wagner, and I believe I spoke to a Cheryl yesterday. I had an issue with a shipment of two different bottles of stuff that we had done as a sampler. She had called me and left a message saying that the people that make it had agreed to do a 40% refund for me, that I had just supposed to call back and, you know, accept it, if we were going to accept it.
All right. Could I get your zip code?
17362.
Thank you for that. Give me one moment.
Sure.
And your first and last name again?
Teresa Wagner.
All right, thank you for that.
And what did you say your name was?
My name is Tip, T-I-P.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, ma'am, you say you do accept the 40%.
Well, if that's the best they can do.
Being as though that you're out of trial, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, well, I was telling her yesterday, because I was pretty upset when I saw the prices of this stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
When, number one, you know, there's no phone number on, you know, no paperwork comes with it. There was no phone number on the website to call, but yet we were supposed to call within 2 weeks. You know, and if you have a trial-sized bottle that's supposed to last a month, why wouldn't you have the whole month, you know, to try it before you decide it? But anyway, if that's the best they can do, yes, we will take that 40% credit or refund, I should say.
All right, just give me a few moments and let me get that for you.
Sure, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Ms. Wagner, I got that refunded to you, and you should have received an email about it.
Okay. All right. I thank you very much. Didn't mean to go off on you or Cheryl yesterday, but I really don't like the way they are conducting their business, and I am still going to be contacting Better Business Bureau because I think they can do a better job. So, but okay, I thank you. You have a good evening.
You too, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.